At 6:06, it is partly clear, 62 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 85. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Perception is not always reality. Matt Trotter reports this morning that police statistics show that crime is not really a big problem when it comes to downtown Tulsa.
There have been between 25 and 30,000 Part 1 crimes in Tulsa each year since 2009. Those are murders, robberies, rapes, assaults, burglaries, larcenies, and auto thefts. Only 500 to 600 have been downtown, two-thirds of them larcenies. Demita Kennard with the Tulsa Police Department says there's one big reason for that.
Well, we see more larceny crimes in downtown Tulsa because of we have the big Home Depot. And so we'll see. We've seen a lot of larcenies coming out of Home Depot.
There have been no murders in downtown Tulsa the last 3 years. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Tulsa Congressman Jim Bridenstine is told to make an appointment. The congressman wanted a tour of the facility at Fort Sill, housing undocumented children. When he arrived unannounced, guards turned him away. Meanwhile, the number of kids being held at Fort Sill has topped 1,100. Alarming for our state. That is how a report showing Sooners are in the top five in the nation for prescription opioid pain pills is being characterized. The Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics, Mark Woodward, says high prescription rates can translate into higher rates of abuse.
Just because it's in a brown bottle with a doctor's name on it and it followed some type of trauma or surgery doesn't make it safer. If you look at the drug-related deaths, for example, last year, nearly 830 deaths, 81% of those here in Oklahoma tested positive for at least one prescription drug.
Oklahoma is tied for fourth with Kentucky in the number of painkillers prescription per 100 people. Tulsa's squabbling district attorney candidates may have their feud settled at the state Supreme Court. Candidate Fred Jordan is asking the high court to expedite the case before the August runoff. Fellow candidate Steve Kunzweiler has challenged Jordan's qualifications because Jordan was serving in the state legislature and running for an office that got a raise from lawmakers last session. Audience members cheer at the Osage Casino in Ponca City as Jeffrey Standing Bear is sworn in as the new principal chief of the Osage Nation. He was elected to the post last month with over 72% of the votes. Meanwhile, the Cherokee Nation has been awarded $3.7 million to provide training for workers who lost jobs in high-demand industries. The U.S. Department of Labor awarded the grant to the tribe yesterday. 32 states in Puerto Rico also received grants, which total more than $155 million. Oklahoma Treasurer Ken Miller says overall collections to the state treasury during the fiscal year that ended June 30th totaled $11.7 billion. That's an increase of more than 4% from the previous fiscal year. Now, the figures released by Miller's office are gross receipts to the state treasury and do not reflect how much revenue the state has available to spend. They are illegal in Tulsa, but that will not stop some people from lighting the fuse on fireworks tomorrow. OU's Dr. Mark Fox says even where fireworks are legal, they're still very dangerous.
Fireworks are not for children. They're for children to look at and enjoy, but not to light and shoot off.
He says even sparklers can be dangerous and will cause painful burns if mishandled. Our weather forecast, the air quality remains good today, below average temperatures and lower humidities. Partly sunny this afternoon, a high of 85, normal is 92. Tonight, partly clear and mild, 60 for an overnight low, and tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 89. National Weather Service radar is clear. Now, at 610, it is partly clear and 62. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.